Il n'est pas chez lui. He is not at home. This is a simple negative sentence in French. Il is the subject pronoun, he. N'est is the contracted form of the verb, ne pas être, to not be, in the present tense, third person singular. Pas is the negative adverb, not. Chez means at the home of, and is used with the person's pronoun to indicate they are at their own home. Lui is the pronoun, him. Therefore, the whole sentence means, he is not at his home. Il y donna un coup de pied. He kicked it. Breakdown. Il. This is the masculine singular pronoun, he. E. This is a pronoun used to refer to a previously mentioned object, or place. In this case, it refers to something that was already mentioned before the sentence. Donna. This is the past tense of the verb. Donner. Meaning, to give. In this context, however, it functions as the past tense of. Donner un coup de pied. Which literally means, to give a kick. Un coup de pied. This is a noun phrase meaning, a kick. Coup means blow, and pied means foot. Key concepts. This sentence demonstrates the use of the past tense in French. It highlights the idiomatic expression. Donner un coup de pied. Which means, to kick, and is not a literal translation of its parts. The use of e shows how pronouns can be used to refer to previously mentioned objects. Il m'a laissé m'en aller. He let me go. Breakdown. Il. He, the subject of the sentence, masculine singular pronoun. M. Me, the indirect object, a contraction of me and the preposition a to, indicating the person being affected by the action. A has auxiliary verb in the passé composé tense. Laissé left, past participle of the verb. Laissé to let ma me of it, a contraction of me and the preposition de of, followed by the pronoun a it, indicating the object of the verb. Aller to go, infinitive verb. Key concepts. Passé composé. This sentence uses the passé composé tense, which is a common way to express past actions in French. It is formed with an auxiliary verb, in this case, avoir. To have, followed by the past participle of the main verb. Laisser. Indirect object, the pronoun. M. Acts as the indirect object, indicating the person, who is the recipient of the action. A. Plus infinitive, the combination of A. And the infinitive verb. Aller. Emphasizes the action of going. Translation. He. Let. Me. Go. Appelez Tom. Call Tom. This sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it's a command, or request. Appelez is the verb, to call, in the imperative form, which is used for commands. Tom is the direct object of the verb, telling us who to call. Il m'a laissé m'en aller. He let me go. Breakdown. Il. Il. He, masculine singular subject pronoun. Emma. Ma. Contracted form of, mia, because this is the third person singular present tense of the verb avoir, to have, conjugated with the object pronoun me, laissez. Past participle of the verb laisser, to let, to allow. M. Me, object pronoun. En order. En aller. This is an idiom that means, to go away, or, to leave. It uses the preposition en, in, into, from, and the verb aller, to go. Key concepts. Object pronoun placement. Notice how the object pronouns me, em, appear before the verb in the contracted form ma. This is a common feature of French grammar. Past participle agreement. The past participle laisser agrees in gender with the object pronoun me. This is another important rule of French grammar. Idioms. The phrase en order is a common idiom that you should learn and be able to recognize.
Il m'a laissé partir.
He let me leave. Il.
Il.
This is the pronoun, he, the subject of the sentence. M.
M.
This is the contracted form of me and a.
A.
Meaning, to me, or, for me. It is a direct object pronoun, meaning the person receiving the action of the verb. A.
A.
This is the contracted form of avoir.
Avoir.
To have, used in the past tense. Laisser.
Laisser.
This is the past participle of the verb, laisser.
Laisser.
To let, to allow. Partir.
Partir.
This is the infinitive verb, to leave. The sentence is in the passé composé.
Passé composé.
A common past tense in French formed with the auxiliary verb, avoir.
Avoir.
And the past participle of the main verb. The past participle, laisser.
Laisser.
Agrees in gender and number with the direct object pronoun, me.
Me.
Although this is not always necessary. The sentence structure is simple, following the subject-verb-object pattern. It expresses the idea that the subject, he, allowed the object, me, to leave.
Il m'a laissé partir.
He let me leave.
Il.
This is the subject pronoun, he.
M.
This is the object pronoun, me. This is a contracted form of me, and the preposition, a, meaning, to.
A laisser.
This is the past participle, left, conjugated with the auxiliary verb, avoir, to have, in the past tense. The past participle, laisser, is in the feminine singular form to agree with the subject, me, which is feminine.
Partir.
This is the infinitive verb, to leave. This sentence is in the past tense, and it implies that the speaker was allowed to leave by the subject.
Il me laissa partir.
He let me leave. Breakdown.
Il.
This is the masculine pronoun, he, in the subject position of the sentence.
Me.
This is the object pronoun, me, in the indirect object position.
Laissa.
This is the past tense of the verb, laisser, which means, to let, or, to allow. It's conjugated in the third person singular, he slash she slash it.
Partir.
This is the infinitive form of the verb, partir, which means, to leave. This infinitive is used as the direct object of the verb, laisser. Key concepts. Object pronouns. This sentence uses two object pronouns. Me, indirect object, and the implied, it, in the infinitive, partir, direct object. Infinitive as direct object. The infinitive, partir, is used as the direct object of the verb, laisser. The infinitive functions as a noun, signifying the action of leaving.
Il me laissa mon aller.
He let me go. Breakdown. Ill.
Ill.
He, masculine singular subject pronoun, me. Me. Me, indirect object pronoun, indicating the recipient of the action, laser.
Lesser.
Let, past tense of the verb, laser, m.
M.
Me, contraction of me, and the preposition, a, en order.
On aller.
To go, lit. To go in. Key concepts. Indirect object pronoun. Me. Is used to show that the action of letting go is directed at the speaker. Contraction.
M.
Is a common contraction in French, combining the pronoun, me, with the preposition, a, to.
En order.
This phrase is used to express the act of going away, leaving, or departing.
Il nous laissa partir.
He let us leave. The sentence is in the past tense, and uses the past participle, laisser, of the verb, laisser, which means, to let. Il is the subject pronoun, and refers to a masculine singular subject, such as, he. Nous is the object pronoun, and refers to the plural subjects, such as, we. Partir is the infinitive verb meaning, to leave. Laisser partir is the compound verb of the sentence, which is formed by combining the past participle of the verb, and the infinitive verb. The subject pronoun, and the object pronoun are placed before the compound verb in this sentence.
Il nous laissa nous en aller.
He let us go. Breakdown.
Il.
Il. This is the third person singular pronoun for he. It is the subject of the verb.
Nous.
Nous. This is the first person plural pronoun for us. It is the object of the verb, laisser.
Laisser.
Laisser. This is the past tense of the verb, laisser.
Laisser.
Which means, to let, or, to allow.
Nous.
Nous. This is the first person plural pronoun for us, again. It is the object of the verb, en order.
En order.
En aller. This is a common French idiom meaning, to go.
En.
Or. Is a preposition meaning, in, or, from, and, order.
Aller.
Is the verb, to go. It is translated as, to go, in English. Key concepts. Pronoun placement. Pronouns like, il.
Il.
And, nous.
Nous.
Come before the verb in French. Verb conjugation. The verb, laisser.
Laisser.
Is conjugated in the past tense to agree with the subject, il.
Il.
Idioms. The phrase, en order.
En aller.
Is a common French idiom that needs to be learned as a whole.
Il nous a laissé nous en aller.
He let us go. Breakdown.
Il.
This is the masculine singular pronoun for he in the subject position of the sentence.
Nous.
This is the first person plural pronoun for us in the object position of the sentence.
Ah.
This is the auxiliary verb, avoir, in the past tense, meaning, has, or, had.
Laisser.
This is the past participle of the verb, laisser, meaning, to let, or, to leave. The past participle agrees in gender and number with the object pronoun.
Nous.
Which is masculine plural.
Nous.
This is the first person plural pronoun for us in the subject position of the infinitive phrase.
Or.
This is a reflexive pronoun meaning ourselves.
Aller.
This is the infinitive form of the verb order, meaning to go. Key concepts. Reflexive pronoun. The reflexive pronoun.
Or.
indicates that the action of the verb, ola, is being performed on the subject of the sentence. Us. Past participle agreement. The past participle. Lesse. Agrees in gender and number with the object pronoun. Nu. Which is masculine plural. This is a common rule in French grammar. Infinitive phrase. The phrase. Nous en allons. Is an infinitive phrase, which is a verb in its basic form, infinitive, followed by any necessary complements. Translation using eSpeakNG. You can use the following command to translate the sentence into English. eSpeakNG, he let us go. Il nous a laissé nous en aller. He let us go. Il. This is the third person singular masculine pronoun, meaning, he. Nous. This is the first person plural pronoun, meaning, us. Ah. This is the third person singular masculine past participle of the verb, avoir, to have. In this case, it's used with the auxiliary verb, avoir, to form the passé composé, past perfect, tense. Laissez. This is the past participle of the verb. Laissez. To let, to allow. It's in the feminine plural form, because it agrees in gender and number with the direct object pronoun, nous. Nous. This is the first person plural pronoun, meaning, us, again. This is an object pronoun functioning as the indirect object in this sentence. Ah. This is a contraction of N and Y, used to indicate movement from a place. Allez. This is the infinitive verb, to go. The entire sentence uses the passé composé tense, which is formed by using the auxiliary verb, avoir, with the past participle of the main verb. The key concept here is that the past participle, laissez, agrees with the direct object pronoun. Nous. This agreement is important in French grammar. Il nous a laissé partir. He let us leave. This sentence uses the passé composé tense, which is a compound tense that combines an auxiliary verb avoir or être with a past participle. Here's a breakdown. Il. Colon, this is the third person singular pronoun, meaning, he. Nous. Colon, this is the first person plural pronoun, meaning, us. Ah. Colon, this is the third person singular form of the auxiliary verb. Avoir. In the passé composé. It agrees with the subject. Il. Laissez. Colon, this is the past participle of the verb. Laissez. Meaning, to let, or, to allow. It's in the feminine plural form to agree with the direct object. Nous. Partir. Colon, this is the infinitive form of the verb. Partir. Meaning, to leave. Important note. The use of the past participle. Laissez. In the feminine plural form is due to the agreement rule in French. The past participle agrees in gender and number with the direct object pronoun if the direct object precedes the verb. In this case, the direct object pronoun, nous, is feminine plural, so the past participle takes the same form. Je peux y aller? I can go there. This sentence is a simple question in the present tense, using the verb pouvoir. To be able to, conjugated in the first person singular. Je peux. The pronoun je. I is the subject of the sentence. The verb aller. To go is in the infinitive form. Aller. E. Is a pronoun that stands in for a previously mentioned location. The question mark indicates that this is a question.
Il nous a laissé partir.
He let us leave. This sentence uses the
passé composé
tense, which is a common way to describe completed actions in the past. It's formed using the auxiliary verb
avoir
to have, conjugated in the past tense, and the past participle of the main verb. Here's a breakdown.
Il.
This is the subject pronoun, he.
Nous.
This is the object pronoun, us.
Ah.
This is the past tense form of
avoir.
To have, in the third person singular.
Laissez.
This is the past participle of the verb
laisser.
To let
partir.
This is the infinitive form of the verb
partir.
To leave. The past participle
laisser
agrees with the object pronoun
nous
because it is a direct object pronoun.
Il aime le thé.
He likes tea. This sentence is quite simple.
Il
is the subject pronoun, he.
Aime
is the verb, to like, in the present tense, conjugated for the third person singular, to agree with the subject.
Il.
Le is the definite article, the, in the masculine singular form.
Te
is the noun, in the masculine singular form.
Il a perdu la face.
He has lost face. This is an idiomatic expression in French, meaning that someone has been humiliated or embarrassed.
Il.
This is the third person singular pronoun, meaning he.
Ah.
This is the third person singular form of the verb
avoir,
meaning, to have.
Perdu.
This is the past participle of the verb
perdre,
meaning, to lose.
La face.
This is a fixed expression in French, meaning, face, in the sense of reputation, or dignity. The literal translation would be, he has lost the face, but the idiomatic meaning is, he has lost face.
Il l'aimait.
He loved her.
Il
is the subject pronoun, he.
Elle
is the direct object pronoun, her. It is a contracted form of
le
plus
la.
Aimer is the imperfect tense of the verb
aimer.
To love. The imperfect tense is used to describe ongoing actions in the past.
Il l'aime.
He loves her. Breakdown.
Il.
This is the third person singular masculine pronoun, meaning he.
Elle.
This is a contraction of
le.
The masculine singular definite article meaning the, and the object pronoun
le,
meaning him or her. Since we are talking about someone, this means her. This is the third person singular present tense form of the verb
aimer.
To love. Key concepts. Pronoun agreement. The pronoun
elle
is in the masculine singular, because it refers to a male subject. The verb
aime
is in the third person singular, because its subject is
il.
Contraction. The contraction
elle
is a common feature of French grammar, combining two words for ease of pronunciation. Verb conjugation. The present tense form of the verb
aimer
changes depending on the subject. This is a key concept in French verb conjugation. Il a besoin de toi. He needs you. Breakdown. Il. This is the masculine singular pronoun, he. A. This is the third person singular form of the verb, avoir, to have. It's conjugated in the present tense. Besoin. This noun means, need. De. This preposition means, of. Toi. This is the pronoun, you, in the informal, singular form. It's used when addressing a person directly and casually. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb a is conjugated to agree with the masculine singular subject. Il. Preposition. The preposition de shows a relationship between the noun, need, and the pronoun, you. Direct object. You is the direct object of the sentence, as it is the thing being needed. Il a besoin de vous. He needs you. Breakdown. Il is the third person singular masculine pronoun, meaning he. A is the contracted form of the verb avoir. To have, in the present tense, third person singular. Besoin is a noun meaning need. De is a preposition meaning of. Vous is the second person plural pronoun, meaning you, formal or informal. Key concepts. This sentence uses the common French structure of verb plus noun plus preposition plus object. The use of vous indicates a formal or polite way of addressing the person. Il court vite. He runs fast. This sentence uses the present tense of the verb courir. To run, which is court. In the third person singular, vite means fast and is an adverb that modifies the verb court. It shows how he runs. Il doit mourir. He must die. The sentence is in the third person singular and uses the verb devoir, which means to have to or to must. The infinitive mourir, meaning to die, follows, completing the expression of necessity. Courage. This means be courageous or take heart. The word courage is a noun meaning courage. The exclamation mark is used to express strong emotion, in this case, encouragement. Il en veut une. She wants one. Breakdown. Il. Il is the subject pronoun for he or it. En. En is a pronoun that stands in for a previously mentioned object. Here it refers to something that is understood from the context. Mute. Ve is the third person singular form of the verb vouloir. Vouloir. To want. Une. Une is the feminine singular indefinite article meaning a or one. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb, mute. Ver. Agrees with the subject, il. Il. In the third person singular. Pronoun, en. A. Colon, en. A. Is used to refer to a previously mentioned object, or a quantity of something. Indefinite article. Une. Une is used to introduce a singular, feminine noun. Translation. She wants one. Il en veut un. He wants one. breakdown. Il is the pronoun, he, in the subject position.
Are
is a pronoun standing in for an object already mentioned. In this case, it is understood to refer to something like one of them, or one of those.
The
is the third person singular present tense conjugation of the verb vouloir, which means to want.
A
is the indefinite article meaning a or one. Key concept: the pronoun
a
is a bit tricky for English speakers. It acts like a placeholder for an object that has been previously mentioned.
Il était seul.
He was alone. This sentence is in the imperfect tense, which describes an action that was happening in the past.
Il
is the subject pronoun for he.
Était
is the imperfect form of the verb être, to be.
Seul
is an adjective describing the subject, he.
Il était brave.
He was brave. This sentence uses the
imparfait
tense, which is used to describe past actions or states that were ongoing or habitual. The subject,
il,
is the pronoun for he, and the verb
était
is the
imparfait
form of
être,
to be. The adjective
brave
means brave.
Il était courageux.
He was courageous. The sentence is in the past tense, and uses the impersonal, il, which is a common way to express a general statement, or a state of being.
Il.
This is the third person singular pronoun, meaning he. In this case, it's used impersonally to refer to a general subject, rather than a specific individual.
Était.
This is the past tense of the verb
être,
to be. It's conjugated in the third person singular to match the pronoun
il. Courageux.
This is an adjective meaning courageous. The sentence simply describes the subject as being courageous in the past. It is a simple statement with no additional context or details.
Il a été super.
He was super. This sentence uses the passé composé tense, which is a common way to express past actions in French.
Il
is the pronoun he.
A été
is the past participle of the verb
être,
to be, conjugated with the auxiliary verb
avoir,
to have, in the third person singular.
Super
is an adjective meaning super or great. This sentence is a simple example of the passé composé, and it demonstrates how the auxiliary verb
avoir
is used with the past participle of the verb
être. Il a eu de la chance.
He was lucky. This sentence uses the
passé composé,
a common past tense in French.
Il
is the subject pronoun, he.
A eu
is the
passé composé
of the verb
avoir,
to have, conjugated in the third person singular.
De la chance
is the noun phrase, luck, with the definite article
de la,
indicating some luck.
The passé composé
is formed with the auxiliary verb
avoir
or
être,
to be, and the past participle of the main verb. In this case,
avoir
is used because
avoir
is an auxiliary verb for most verbs in French. This phrase is a simple statement that someone was lucky. The use of the lachance indicates that the luck was specific to a particular situation or event.
Il était crédule.
He was gullible. This sentence is in the past tense. Il.
Il.
Means he était.
Était.
Is the past tense form of être.
Être.
Which means to be crédule.
Crédule.
Means gullible. Breakdown. This sentence uses the past tense of the verb être.
Être.
To be. The past tense of être.
Être.
Is formed by using the past participle of the verb, which is été.
Été.
And conjugating the verb être.
Être.
In the past tense. In this case, the past tense form of être.
Être.
For the third person singular, he slash she slash it, is it été.
Été.
We can rewrite the sentence as il a été crédule.
Il a été crédule.
This means that, il.
Il.
He, was in the state of being crédule.
Crédule.
Gullible, in the past.
Il était naïf.
He was naïve. This sentence uses the
imparfait
tense, which is used to describe actions or states that were ongoing in the past. Here, it describes the man's state of being naive in the past.
Il
is the subject pronoun, meaning he.
Était
is the
imparfait
form of the verb
être.
To be
naïf
is an adjective describing the man's character, meaning naive.
Il eut tort.
He was wrong. This sentence uses the past historic tense.
Passé simple.
Of the verb avoir.
To have.
The past historic tense is often used in formal writing and storytelling. Ut is the third person singular form of this tense. The word, taught,
wrong,
is a noun that functions as an adjective in this sentence. It means wrong or incorrect.
Courage.
This is an expression of encouragement, meaning be brave or take courage. It literally translates to courage.
The word, courage,
is a noun in French. But in this context, it acts as an imperative verb, meaning it is a command.
Il avait tort.
He was wrong. This sentence is in the
passé composé.
Past perfect tense, which is used to describe completed actions in the past. Il, this is the subject pronoun meaning he. Avait, this is the past participle of the verb.
Avoir.
To have, which is used in conjunction with the past participle of the main verb to form the
passé composé
tense. Taught, this is the noun meaning wrong, mistake, or fault. The sentence literally translates to he had wrong. However, in English, we use the simpler phrase he was wrong.
Il a eu tort.
He was wrong. Breakdown. Il.
Il.
Is the third person singular pronoun meaning he.
A.
Is the auxiliary verb avoir in the past participle form. This is part of the past perfect tense, which is used to describe an action that happened before another action in the past.
Eu.
U. Is the past participle of avoir. Meaning, had, or, have had.
Taught.
Tort. Is a noun meaning, wrong, or, mistake. Therefore, the sentence, il a eu tort, translates to, he was wrong, or, he made a mistake.
Il viendra.
He will come. This sentence is in the future tense, using the venir. To come, conjugated in the third person singular. The future tense in French is formed by adding the following endings to the infinitive. Ai, as, a, ons, es, ont. In this case, viendra is the third person singular future tense of venir. Il attendra. He will wait. This sentence is in the future tense, using the future simple tense of the verb attendre. To wait. Il is the subject pronoun meaning he. Attendre is the future stem of the verb attendre, which is formed by adding ra to the infinitive. Ra is the future ending for the third person singular subject pronoun. C'est un sectaire. This is a sectarian. The sentence uses the être verb, which means to be in English. It is conjugated in the present tense, third person singular, which means it is. The word a is the masculine singular indefinite article, meaning a. The word sectaire is a noun meaning sectarian or member of a sect, which in this context implies someone who is narrow-minded and intolerant. C'est un fanatique. This is a fanatic. The sentence is in the present tense and uses the être verb to be conjugated in the third person singular form. Say, this is a contraction of il est. He is. Fanatique is a noun meaning fanatic. It describes someone who is extremely passionate or enthusiastic about something, often to an excessive degree. Il souffre. He is suffering. The sentence is in the present tense and uses the third person singular form of the verb souffrir. To suffer. The subject is il. He. Il est marié. He is married. This sentence uses the verb être to be in the present tense, conjugated in the third person singular form. Marié is the past participle of the verb marié, to marry. When used after the verb être, it indicates the state of being married. This is a common way to express marital status in French. Détends-toi. Relax. This sentence uses the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or make requests. The verb détends-toi is conjugated in the second person singular informal, meaning you, singular, informal. Détends is the verb détendre to relax in the imperative form. Toi is a reflexive pronoun, which means yourself. So, the whole sentence means relax yourself, or simply relax. C'est mon héros. This is my hero. C'est. This is a contraction of ce. This and est is mon my possessive adjective modifying the noun. Hero. Hero. Hero, masculine noun, subject of the sentence. Il est actuellement à l'extérieur. He is currently outside. Breakdown. Il. This is the masculine singular pronoun meaning he. This is the third person singular form of the verb to be in the present tense. Actuellement. This adverb means currently, or at the present time. This is a preposition meaning at or to. L'extérieur. This noun means outside. Key concepts. Agreement. The verb est agrees in gender and number with the subject, il. Preposition. The preposition a is used to indicate location. Adverb. The adverb actuellement modifies the verb est. Il est si mignon. He is so cute. The sentence uses the il, which is the masculine singular form of the pronoun he or it, and the verb est, which is the present tense form of the verb to be, conjugated in the third person singular. The adjective mignon means cute, and the exclamation mark indicates that the speaker is expressing strong emotion. Il est tellement mignon. He is so cute. This sentence uses the adjective mignon. Cute, to describe the subject. Il. He. Tellement. Is an adverb that emphasizes the degree of cuteness. It translates to, so, in English. The exclamation mark at the end indicates that the speaker is expressing their opinion strongly. Il est trop mignon. He is too cute. This sentence uses the adjective mignon, meaning cute, and the adverb trop, meaning to. The verb est is the third person singular form of the verb être, to be, in the present tense. The sentence structure is a simple subject verb adjective. Salut les filles. Hello girls. This phrase is a friendly greeting used to address a group of female friends. Salut is a casual greeting meaning hello or hi. Les is the definite article, the, in the feminine plural. Filles is the noun, girls, in the plural. The exclamation mark at the end of the phrase indicates that the speaker is excited or enthusiastic. Soutenez Omar. Support Omar. This is a simple imperative sentence meaning, support Omar. The verb soutenir is the imperative form of the verb soutenir, meaning to support. It is in the plural form, implying that the speaker is addressing a group of people. Omar is the name of the person being addressed. The exclamation point at the end of the sentence indicates a strong call to action. Aidez Omar. Help Omar. This is a simple imperative sentence, meaning it gives a command or instruction. Aidez is the imperative form of the verb aidez, to help. The imperative form is used for giving commands or instructions. Omar is the name of the person being addressed. The exclamation mark at the end indicates that the sentence is an exclamation. Encouragez Omar. Encourage Omar. This is an imperative sentence in French, meaning it is a command or request. It is structured as follows. Encouragez. This is the verb, to encourage, in the imperative form, second person plural. It's like saying, you all encourage, or, you'll encourage. Omar. This is the name of the person being addressed. The sentence directly translates to, encourage Omar. It's an instruction to multiple people to motivate, or inspire Omar. Encourage Omar. You should encourage Omar. This sentence is in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or make requests. Du means you, informal singular. Devrais is the conditional form of the verb devoir, which means to have to or to should. It suggests a recommendation. Encourager means to encourage. Therefore, the full translation is, you should encourage Omar. Couvre-moi. This means, cover me. Breakdown. Couvre is the imperative form of the verb. Couvrir. To cover. In this case, it is the informal to form, meaning it is a direct command to someone the speaker knows well, like a friend, or someone in a close relationship. Moi is the pronoun, me. This sentence uses the imperative mood, which is used for commands and instructions. Soutiens Omar. Support Omar. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it's a command or request. Soutien is the verb, to support, conjugated in the imperative mood, second person singular. This means it's a command directed at one person. You support Omar is the name of the person being asked to support. So, the sentence directly translates to, support Omar. Aide-moi, Tom. Help me, Tom. This sentence is a direct request, in the affirmative mood, meaning it is a command or request. Ed is the affirmative form of the verb. Aide, meaning to help. It is conjugated to the second person singular. Du form, meaning you, informal. Moi means me. Tom is a proper noun, a name. So, the complete sentence means, help me, Tom. Aidez-moi, Tom. Help me, Tom. This sentence is a simple imperative sentence in the vous form, meaning you, in the informal sense. Breakdown. Aider is the imperative form of the verb. Aider, meaning to help. In this case, it's conjugated for the vous form, which is used for informal you in French. Moi is the object pronoun meaning me. It's placed after the verb in imperative sentences. Tom is the name of the person being addressed. The sentence is a direct command, asking Tom to help the speaker. Aide-nous, Tom. Help us, Tom. This sentence is an imperative, meaning it is a command or request. Aide is the verb aider, to help, in the imperative form for the informal to, you. Nous is the object pronoun meaning us. Tom is the name of the person being addressed. So the sentence is a direct command to Tom to help us. Aidez-nous, Tom. Help us, Tom. Aidez is the imperative form of the verb. Aidez to help, in the second person plural, meaning help. You all. Nous is the pronoun for us, and Tom is a proper noun, a name. Voilà un stylo. Here is a pen. This is a very simple sentence in French, demonstrating the structure of a basic declarative statement. Voilà is a common phrase that means, here is slash r, or, there is slash r. It is used to introduce something that is being presented to the listener. is the masculine singular definite article, meaning a or an. It precedes the noun stilo, which means pen. In this sentence, the emphasis is on presenting the pen to the listener, with the phrase voila serving as a direct introduction. A moment. Hey, wait a minute. This is a very informal, colloquial phrase. Breakdown. A is an informal interjection, similar to hey in English. A moment literally translates to a moment. In this context, it means wait a second or hold on. Key concepts. Informal speech. This phrase is typical of casual, spoken French. Imperative. The phrase is actually an imperative command. Wait. Shortened form. The phrase is grammatically correct, though it is a shortened form of attendez un moment. Wait a moment. Dear mama. This means, hold my hand. The sentence uses the imperative verb dear, which means hold in the familiar to form. This is used when speaking to a person you know well. The verb dear is the command form of the verb tenir, which means to hold. Ma means my, and me means hand. The command form of a verb in French is often used in informal contexts. Tiens le coup, Tom. Hang in there, Tom. This sentence is an informal way to encourage someone. Tiens is the imperative form of the verb tenir, which means to hold or to keep. In this context, it is used in a figurative sense to mean hang in there. Le coup literally means the blow or the hit. It's a common idiom that refers to a difficult situation or challenge. Tom is the name of the person being addressed. So, the phrase tiens le coup, Tom is equivalent to saying hang in there, Tom. It's a way to express support and encouragement during a tough time. C'est bien embêtant. That's really annoying. Breakdown. C'est is a contraction of ce. This and is. It literally translates to this is. Bien means well or very, and modifies the adjective embêtant is an adjective meaning annoying or bothersome. Key concepts. Contractions. C'est is a common contraction in French, combining the words ce and for a more natural and concise expression. Adjectives. Embêtant is an adjective that describes the situation as being annoying. Exclamatory sentence. The sentence is an exclamation, expressing the speaker's frustration or annoyance. Menottez-le. This means handcuff him. Breakdown. Menottez is the imperative form of the verb menotter, which means to handcuff. The imperative form is used to give a command or instruction. Le is the direct object pronoun meaning him. Key concepts. Imperative form. This is the verb form used to give commands. Direct object pronoun. This pronoun replaces the noun that is the direct object of the verb. Quelle barbarie. What barbarity. This sentence is an exclamation expressing strong disapproval. Quelle This is the feminine singular form of the interrogative pronoun, what. It is used here as an exclamatory phrase, similar to, how, in English.
Barbary.
This is a noun meaning, barbarity, or, savagery. The sentence is a simple exclamation, and doesn't have any complex grammatical elements.
Comme c'est barbare.
How barbaric. This is an exclamation, expressing strong disapproval, or disgust. Let's break it down.
Comme.
This means, how, or, as, and functions as an intensifier here, emphasizing the barbarity.
C'est.
This is a contraction of
c'est,
meaning, it is.
Barbare.
This is an adjective meaning, barbaric, or, cruel. So, the sentence literally translates to, how it is barbaric, but is idiomatically understood as, how barbaric, or, that's barbaric.
Comment oses-tu?
How dare you? This sentence expresses strong disapproval and anger. Let's break it down.
Comment?
This is an interrogative pronoun meaning, how, or, in what way. Here, it's used rhetorically to emphasize the audacity of the person's actions.
Oses-tu?
This is the second person singular present tense form of the verb.
Oser.
Which means, to dare. The S at the end indicates that the subject is, to, the informal, you.
Tu.
This pronoun is implied, as it is the subject of the verb.
Ose.
It's the informal, you, which adds to the confrontational tone of the sentence. The exclamation point emphasizes the speaker's outrage, and makes the sentence more forceful. This sentence could be used in a variety of situations, where someone is extremely offended by something another person has said, or done. It's a very strong expression of disapproval, so it should be used with caution.